The views and opinions expressed on the following show are those of the host and not necessarily those of Bigler Broadcasting or the staff and management of FM Talk 1065.
It's time for the George Williams Show on FM Talk 1065. George Williams, retired U.S. Marine Major, Vietnam veteran, retired federal agent, former vice chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, and world traveler, brings his wealth of information, sharing his thoughts on today's politics, and taking your calls and texts at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome, everyone out there in radio land. This is the George Williams Show, and I am your host, and I'm so glad to be here. A little cloudy out today, a little rain. That's good for the garden. I planted some seeds about a week ago, and it looks like they're coming up. They're about 2 inches right now, and I really, really like that. But I'm waiting until Good Friday, then I'll plant my plants, okay? And we'll be, our gardener be up and running, folks. Anyway, our number here is 251-343-0106. And if you want to text me during the course of the show, feel free to text at that number, 954-243-0106, okay? Did I say 954? I'm sorry, folks, 251-954 is a South Florida area code. Anyway, 251-343-0106, okay? Now, we are going to have some guests, candidate guests who are running for office. And remember, folks, the primary election for Alabama is the 24th of May. That is not too far off, folks. And so we are accepting candidates who want to come on the show and let you know what they're all about. It doesn't mean that we're endorsing any candidate. It just meaning that we're letting them come on. And normally, during a primary, you don't get involved if there's more than one Republican running, okay? Right now, one Republican is running without opposition is Senate District 33, and that's Pete Ream, okay? So I can endorse Pete Ream because I want Pete Ream to beat Vivian Figures. We need to take that seat, folks. That she's been a Democrat for over 20 years. Believe me, in my opinion, this is my most humble opinion. Democrats do nothing to help the citizens in their area, the American citizens, period. Look at the destruction that they're causing in Washington. The destruction. You know, you got the border. You got the situation in Russia. You've got the economic situation. You've got the gas situation. You've got all those situations, folks. Let me tell you, they've done nothing. And they're not going to do anything except lie. They're lying to the public. The spokesperson for the president, she's, in my opinion, she does nothing but lie. So that's why we got to get those Democrats out of office and put some good Republicans. Now, we've got some rhinos, okay? Romney and Cheney and some of the others. We've got some. One thing about the Democrats, they stick together. You notice the congresswoman from Alabama? She has never voted opposite from what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want her to vote, okay? She never voted against the Democrat Party. Democrats stick together. They stick together. We Republicans, we've got some rhinos, okay? Fortunately, a lot of them will be gone after the November election. And I really mean that, folks. They're going to be gone. So I'm happy with that. I think it's up to talking to Philip, our engineer here. Over 40 congresspeople said that they're not going to run for re-election. Okay, to include some of the rhinos. These are mainly Democrats, but there are some rhinos in there. And then I read today, and normally I don't believe whatever I read in the mainstream media, but there was a statement on behalf of Romney who said that he is considering not running. Well, that's good, Romney, because whomever is going to go against you, going to kick your behind, okay? They're going to get you. They're going to get you. Ms. Liz Cheney, the same way. The same way. So you may as well join the Democrats and drop out. Drop out. It's best for you. Don't be embarrassed and lose big, okay? All right, we got several races coming up in Alabama. And I was surprised, even on the Democrat side, I think that 5 or 6 people running for governor on the Democratic side in Alabama. That really surprised me. That really surprised me. For the Republican side, I think we have 8 or 9. 8. That's a lot. That's a lot. The big question there is, will we have a runoff for the governor's race? We don't know. I think there were 5 or 6 4 years ago, and the governor won without a runoff. I don't know if that's going to happen this time. I don't know. We'll have to see, folks. In the Senate race, we have 5. Excuse me. Congressman Mo Brook. We've got Colonel Durant, Mike Durant. We've got Katie Brook. We've got several people running in that race. Will that be a runoff? I think so. I really do. I really do. Now, the big question is, who will President Trump endorse out of that that group? I don't know, but I read that he is coming here in August of this year. He will be in Alabama, and he will be in Birmingham. I was wishing it was South Alabama, but unfortunately, no. He's going to be in Birmingham. Now, at that time, I don't know if he's going to endorse before that. I can tell you he's going to endorse somebody, okay? Someone will be endorsed. I don't know. I know who I hope, and I'm not going to reveal it, folks, who I hope he will endorse. But we'll just have to wait and see. Now, he may do it before his rally in August, or he may wait until that rally. And this guy, I'm talking about Trump, has been very successful. I've watched all his rallies last week, week before last, week before that. Literally thousands of folks, okay? And we know that the Democrats are trying to do everything to keep him from running. Not going to work, okay? They want to throw everything at him, and they've been doing that, folks, but it's not going to work. So I think he is, my own personal opinion, I think he's running. I think he's running in 2024, okay? And he's going to do a lot to help our candidates in this upcoming November election. He's going to do a lot. And believe me, if he endorses you, there's a 90 to 95% chance you're going to win that race. I don't care what the Democrats are saying. You know, he's doing nothing. His endorsements mean nothing. No, they mean a lot, folks. A lot, okay? When we get back after this break, we're going to be talking about the Alabama Minority GOP annual banquet, and it's going to be in Mobile on the 23rd of April, this month, the following Saturday. And the person who will be the guest speaker will be Star Parker. And we want, or we would like, a lot of participation on that, okay? We have tables, sponsored tables, and we have individual seats. So, folks, we want you to support the minority Republicans. Support us, please. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back, folks. I am George Williams, your host, and there are a couple things I want to cover tonight. This past weekend was the Strawberry Festival, and that was in Locksley, and I tell you, it was jumping, folks. The Baldwin County Republican Party had a booth there, and several of our candidates had their tents set up there, and the Marine Corps League and the DAV. I mean, it was great. I had a couple strawberry ice creams and. But here's one thing, an ear of corn, folks. I bought an ear of corn that was cooked, an ear of corn, and it was $5. So that's the most I've ever paid for corn in my life. It was good, but you could tell it wasn't Alabama corn, okay? But I was so enthused at the people and the folks who came by our booth, and several black folks came by, and they were Republicans, and I met the three black police officers from the PD, and I was talking to them while they were walking around, and they were Republicans, okay? So when you hear the Democrats or the Democrats, whomever they are, lie that they're, you know, we don't have black Republicans, just tell them, well, I found this out when I came back to South Alabama. One of my cousins, I was telling her something. She said, the devil's a lie. I said, wait, what did the devil have to do with this? Okay. Well, when someone tell you that there are not many black Republicans, you just say, the devil's a lie. Okay. I still don't know what that means because the devil had nothing to do with it. But that was a saying that they have here in Alabama, and I've never heard that saying because I left here when I was very young, and we migrated to Paterson, New Jersey. But I'm telling you, I am really enthused about the number of blacks, and I'm talking about young folks. And last week I told you about three young black men who said came to me and said they were Republican. Okay. Now, some of those middle and older blacks, they are staunch Democrats. I have one tell me up by in Baldwin County that it is because of Trump that the oil prices are like this. I said, what? What? Yeah, it was Trump. It was Trump. You've got to be kidding. The man has been out of office for over a year. And when he left, the oil prices were low. So how is this Trump? I just shake my head. Because, and I told him, I said, let me tell you something. Who are you getting your information from? He said, on the news. I said, yeah, you're listening to MSLSD. And CNN, the Clinton News Network, and all of them. I said, that's not where you get your your true factual news from, okay? Then, you know, ABC, CBS, you don't get your factual news. That's all, in my opinion, is politicized, and it's opinionized. That's what that is, okay? That's what that is. It's opinionized. Look at CNN. Look at Rachel Maddow and all of them, and Lemon and all those folks. They're always interjecting their own opinions, and then they'll come out with something false. And that's why President Trump keeps saying, you know, fake news, and he keep getting on him at his rallies with justification. With justification. And I had one ask me today, a Democrat, well, do you believe that the election was legit? I said, hell no. Hell no. Now we're starting to find out from these states that we suspected. And look, folks, you heard Letitia Jones, who after the 2020 election, she took a team of observers to Pennsylvania and to Georgia. And she told you guys several times, she's been on my show, she told you about what's happening and what happened to them. She took a lot of young blacks with her, volunteers. And there were other Democratic blacks who wouldn't allow them to come in, okay, to verify the vote counting. They would not allow them to do that. Is that fair? What are they hiding? What are they hiding? Why is the NAACP and some of those Southern leadership, whatever, why are they still harboring on voter suppression? Why? Who's suppressing anybody from voting? Legitimately, okay? What those new laws are about, and which the Democrats call voter suppression, it's not voter. It is voter suppression, folks. It is keeping the dead people, okay, and the non-U.S. senators, citizens from voting. That's what it is. We don't want dead people. We don't want non-U.S. citizens to vote, okay? We want the voting to be done on the day of election. We want you and everybody else to go to the poll. If you can't make it because of an ailment or something like that, then get an absentee ballot. But the minute someone do like Stacey Abrams did in Georgia, and they did in New Jersey, people didn't go to in New Jersey. They didn't go to the booth. They had to vote by mail. Like President Trump said, anytime you have mail-in ballot, you're going to have corruption. There's no if and a but about it. And that happened a lot, folks. So we need to get rid of mail-in ballots. You don't need that. If you wanted to vote and you couldn't make it to the voting station, then you request an absentee ballot, okay? Not these NGOs, non-government entities, going out and bringing an absentee ballot to you. No, 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 no. And that's what we had in this 2020 election, folks. That's what we had. We need to stop it. And this is not voter suppression for legitimate voters. It's voter suppression for dead people and for non-U.S. citizens. Okay? Another black male was telling me, this guy was 50-some years old. He said, well, I don't see why we are suppressing people to vote. He said, because everybody have to have an ID to vote. I said, wait. No. There's several states in America that does not require voter ID. He said, no. That can't be. I said, really? And we looked him up, and he was shocked. He was shocked that there were several states. I know one is a state that I grew up in, New Jersey. Okay? They didn't require voter ID to register or to vote. Now, how the hell, how are you going to register and prove you're a U.S. citizen if you don't show some kind of a birth certificate or something to show that you are an American citizen? Okay? If you come from overseas, you get a certificate once you become an American citizen. Why don't you have to show that? Why not? There are several states that don't require that. Okay? So when you hear the Democrats say, or anybody, these organizations, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, NAACP, anybody say that there is voter suppression, you say you're a liar. You're a liar. Okay? There is no voter suppression for legitimate voters. None whatsoever. However, there is voter suppression for dead folks and for people who are not eligible to vote, non-U.S. citizens, okay? And also for convicted felons in a lot of states. Now, if you're a convicted felon, all you got to do is petition your parole board for your voter rights to come back. You could do that, all right? And there's no such thing as you cannot get a photo ID. Look, if you go to the bank, if you go to the supermarket and you want to buy a beer, they want a photo ID. Now, how do these people buy beer and liquor? Okay. If they have to show it, then why not when you vote? Why not? We'll be right back, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everybody. I am George Williams, your host, and we are waiting one of our candidates to give us a call, and they will tell you about their platform and what they plan on doing. But before we do that, and if we have to, you know, go in and interrupt and take their call, no problem. But I was saying earlier, folks, this is a very important meeting for the Alabama Minority GOP. And after our guest is on the line right now, after that, I'll tell you about it before we close the show. Hello, you're on the line, caller.
Hey, Mr. Williams.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's Danielle Duggar.
All right, Danielle. You were on before, and we were really glad to have you on. And tell our folks what you are, why you're calling, and we'll ask you a few questions.
Thank you so much. I'm honored to be on your show.
Great.
I am the freedom candidate. I want to reduce taxes, and I want to fight for our freedoms. My number one issue is getting rid of that gas tax. That's okay. Going to go up into infinity. Every other year, it's going to be assessed and potentially raised by 1 cent.
Wow.
A lot of people don't realize that that is going to be happening every other year, and there's no end date on it.
Okay. Wow. All right.
Another issue is medical freedom. I want not just medical freedom, but these mandates that we've had the last 2 years with our governor ruling by mandate. I want some checks and balances in the emergency powers of the governor.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
And the toll bridge. I don't think we need a toll on that bridge. I want to block the toll. That's just another tax on our citizens, and we don't need it.
All right. And that toe, you think it's dead or it's going to come up again?
Oh, it's back. It died in 2019 when there was public outcry and MPO shut it down, and now it is back again. It's reared its ugly head, and they are moving forward with it. You know, there's not really any chance for the public to have their say at this point.
Okay.
We've got to start writing letters and talking to the MPO, people and talking to our state representatives and see what can be done.
Right. Now, up north in Alabama, up in northern Alabama, especially Birmingham area, you know, they've built a highway, I think it's Route 22 from Birmingham to Memphis, and they've done all of those big overpass and bridges and no toes. And they spent a couple billion dollars. And why do they want to, most of their money comes from Mobile County and Baldwin County for the state treasurer.
Right.
So what do you think is the reasoning for them to come down here and say, we want you guys to pay a toll?
You know, I really couldn't tell you what goes on in their heads. All I can say is that we are paying a large portion of that gas tax going up to Montgomery. We are, you know, they want to do these projects up there. I saw a big, beautiful park they just built, finished up in Birmingham, like you were talking about. And they don't want to fund anything down here. I could say maybe complacency in the legislature. People, you know, not really in touch with the voice of the people, what we want down here, big business interests. I mean, the list goes on. But the problem is they're not listening to what the people want. The people were very clear in 2019 they did not want a toll, and now here it is, it's back again. So there's got to be an initiative, some initiative in the State House for people to, you know, rally together, come up, build a coalition, figure out funding for that thing. It's a national security issue to have that corridor running from California to Jacksonville, and we're a part of it. So we need to get the other states on board, and we need to get some national funding for that.
Right, because that is a federal highway, Route 10, and why not get the money from the federal government?
Yes, and they're getting some from the federal government, and the state has to match. But that should be like a defense spending issue. If we need to move troops and arms across that corridor, across I-10, we need it open and running freely.
Yeah, that's true. A hurricane route.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. What else do you want our audience
to get these things done instead of putting it off on the people?
Right, right. What else do you want our audience to know about your campaign?
I would also like to eliminate the grocery tax. I know there's been a lot of talk about it recently. I think there's enough interest in getting it done from other legislatures and from some of the gubernatorial candidates. So I'm looking forward to working with them once I get to the State House and see what we can do about that grocery tax.
Okay. Yeah. Republicans don't normally tax. What about your opponent or any of the other members of the delegation? Are they voting for these taxes?
It's real funny. You know, a lot of these conservative Republicans voted for the gas tax. There were only 18 in the House who didn't vote for it. My opponent did vote for the gas tax, like many of his colleagues did as well. You know, they claim they're for smaller government and less taxes, yet they raise our taxes every chance they get. They passed that gigantic education spending bill and the Numeracy Act, which is also spending $114 million every year for math tutors to tutor Common Core math to K through 5 teachers. That doesn't sound like conservatism to me.
Right, right. Very interesting. What else would you do once you're elected into office that your opponent have not done?
I would fight for our freedoms, for our constitutional rights. You know, during COVID, the governor kind of ruled by mandate, almost like an emperor or a monarch. And, you know, our businesses were forced to close, our churches were closed, and many of us in the private sector were being forced into vaccine mandates that some may or may not have agreed with. Mm-hmm. The state employees were safe. You know, they passed SB 9, which protected the state government offices, but it did nothing to protect the private sector. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the big business interests wanted it that way. And many of our legislatures sided with them rather than siding with what the people wanted. There were hundreds and hundreds of people up at the Capitol protesting these vaccine mandates, and they still didn't work to pass a bill that would protect people in the private sector. So that's something I would do. We need never again legislation that would prevent the governor from doing this type of thing to the people. We need a voice and a vote when it comes to these things. Mm-hmm. We need protective legislation.
All right. All right. How can our folks in this area, now, what district are you running in?
District 96, that covers Daphne, Spanish Fort, Blakely, Bromley, Montrose, and Malbus.
Hmm. Okay.
And I'm coming up on May 24th. I will be on the primary Republican ballot.
Okay. And how can folks get in touch with you?
They can give me a call. My cell phone number is 251-210-7040. I would love to hear from the people. I answer my phone all the time, unlike some constituents. Representatives. And I want to hear from the people. I want to hear their voice. I also have a website. It's danielledugger.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can go there and see where I stand on the issues. You can email me from there, request a yard sign, whatever you'd like. But my phone's always open.
Okay. Anything else you want our audience to know?
No, sir. Just that I'm happy to be here on your show tonight. I'm a mom. I am not a politician. I'm a political outsider, as they call it. I love this country. I love my family. I love my community, and that's why I'm doing this. I'm an American historian by training. I'm a part-time teacher, and I'm really doing this just to get some protective legislation for my family, to reduce our taxes, and to make this town livable for my children in the next 10, 15, 20 years for them to raise their families here.
All right. What do you think about the governor signed legislation? And I guess it was passed by the House and Senate regarding the acquisition of folks to teach our math teachers. Math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Since you mentioned the fact that you're a teacher. Part-time.
Right, and that's the Numeracy Act. So that was the math counterpart of the Literacy Act, which both acts have some issues. I've heard from many teachers and administrators that they're concerned with the retention policy in the Literacy Act, where they're going to hold these children back starting in third grade. I believe that begins next school year if they don't reach the reading threshold, like where they need to be on reading. Which is understandable. Of course, we want to pass children who are able to read on grade level, but it doesn't take into account students who are temporarily disabled or who have IEPs or might be sick and are unable to pass the test. So that needs to be looked at. And the Numeracy Act, like I said, is a $114 million spending package every year to hire 700 math coaches to be deployed throughout the state to teach our teachers how to teach Common Core math for K through 5.
Wow.
If we got rid of Common Core math standards in our K through 5 education system, we wouldn't need these math tutors to tutor the teachers.
Right.
I did elementary math and education in college,
mm-hmm.
and you learn how to teach elementary math. And this is not something that we should need tutors for. This is stuff you learn in college. Not to mention, where are these 700 math coaches are going to come from when we have math teacher shortages nationwide? I'm afraid they're going to pull some of the better teachers, some of the better math teachers from our schools and our community colleges to employ them as coaches, and then our schools are going to be left without them.
Right. Now, how much funding did they allocate? You got about 30 more seconds. Did they allocate for this?
I believe it was $114 million on the final bill that I read. It might have changed. I believe it went back for some changes, but I believe it's $114 million annually to fund these math coaches.
Okay. All right. Danielle Dugan, we appreciate you coming on. And, you know, it's this election is going to be something else. So we'll be standing by. Okay.
Thank you so much, Mr. Williams. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
All right. Same here. All right. We'll be right back after these messages, folks.
Welcome back to the George Williams Show. Your texts and comments at 251-343-0106. Now, making the mission possible, here's George Williams.
All right, folks. This is George Williams, your host, and we are on a mission, folks. A big mission. Get rid of the Democrats. Get as many of them out of office as we can. Okay? Vote them out. Vote them out. Vote them out. All right. Like I said earlier, we're going to talk about the function of the Alabama Minority GOP, which is an auxiliary group of the Alabama Republican Party. We are Republicans, and we support the Republican Party. And we have these functions once a year. This is our state function. We've had them in Huntsville. We've had them in Birmingham, we've had them in Montgomery. Last year was in Montgomery. We've been over in Enterprise and Dalton. So this year, folks, we are here in Mobile. And on the 23rd, which is not this Saturday, the following Saturday, we're having our annual banquet at the Holiday Inn on Tillman's Corner. You can't miss it, folks. You can't miss it. And our guest speaker is Star Parker. Now, you've seen her all over TV. She is dynamite. You've heard Leticia Jones on this show. Well, she's another Leticia Jones, okay? She will not hold back. She knows what's happening. And unlike some of the other Republicans who are afraid to speak, she is not. And you know Leticia Jones, she is not afraid to speak. So we want as many people there as possible to support the Alabama Minority GOP. And you can go online. There are tables, sponsor tables, which the prices of each table. We have gold. We have platinum. We have bronze and we have silver. And you can also purchase individual tickets online at alamgop.org. alamgop.org. O-R-G. And you can purchase a table or you can purchase individual tickets. But we want you guys to come out and support the minority wing of the Alabama Republican Party. Folks, let me tell you something. We've got to stick together. You look at the cheating in Georgia and what they did, okay, which was led by Stacey Abrams. We don't want that to happen, folks. Now, we have our task force, Republican Party Task Force, which will be going to different states. Me personally, I'm going to go to Georgia and help out in Georgia because they need it. And I'm a Herschel Walker supporter. And President Trump was there a couple weeks ago. And I think he's going to go back there this summer. He's coming here this summer. And we need to go and help those individuals. Now, Joan Reynolds have led our groups, and they've gone to Florida. They've gone to Virginia. They helped our governor and lieutenant governor and the attorney general in Virginia. And so Florida is pretty good now. All right. They have Governor DeSantis. They've registered probably more than 150,000 more Republicans than Democrats. Okay. So we're looking pretty good in Florida under Governor DeSantis. And I predict, I don't know, in the future that Governor DeSantis will have a new name. And that will be maybe Vice President DeSantis, and following that, Governor, President DeSantis, I'm hoping. I know him. I helped him when I moved back to South Florida and his last campaign, and he's an outstanding guy. Outstanding. He's got guts. So that's what we need, folks. We don't need Republicans with no guts, okay? And stand up. And we were talking about what Danielle, you know, Republicans voted for that tax, that gas tax. If you voted for the gas tax, you don't have guts. So why would you vote to tax the citizens within your state? Why would you do that? Food tax, you know. You're ruining people's lives, okay, by doing that. Cut them out right now. Cut them off. No more taxes. And I would venture to say if I ever go to a debate before the primary election, we need to get a commitment for those folks who are running. Say, during your 4 years, first 4 years, okay, will you vote for any kind of tax? If they say yes, don't vote for them. Don't vote for them. However, some of them will lie. Okay? So we have to hold them to task. But if I was running for office, I would say no more taxes. And I would not take a salary. Now, that doesn't mean I'm running for office, folks. I've had many, many opportunities to run for office. And I told the folks, I'm not a politician. I try to make politicians, put people in office. And I would never run for a political office. But I would help those whom I feel are honest, qualified, okay? And I would help them. But once I find out they're not, then 4 years later, I'm going to be against them, okay? Now, those folks who, when Governor Ivey raised the taxes, I'll tell you what, I'm not with them, okay? Because you should not have done it. And if you did it, I think that's kind of, it's not right, folks, not right. We need to lower taxes, not raise them. We need to lower them. We need to help our people, not harm them. When you raise tax, you harm the citizens, okay? When you raise taxes. Let's cut taxes. Why do we need a food tax? For what? Why do we need a food tax? If you, in my opinion also, folks, and I'm retired, so, if you're a politician, you should not be drawing a salary, just expenses. No salaries, okay? No salaries, just an expense for your expense. Okay? You volunteered for it. We didn't select you, you volunteered. And you never hear what President Trump did. Did you hear Biden say that he wouldn't take his salary? No. Did you hear Harris say that? No. And they're rich already. They're rich. Did you hear Obama say that? This guy's buying $6-10 million homes. All right? Did he ever once, Obama, not say that I'm going to give my salary to churches and to non-government groups? No, Trump did that for 4 years, but you don't hear of it. You don't hear of it. But none of those politicians in Washington refused to take their salary. And, you know, give it to folks who need it. Give it to these non-governmental office agencies, NGOs. Give it to them. They need it. All right, folks, we're going to get out of here. Remember, get online, ALAMGOP, so you can get your tickets for our fair, the affair which we're having in Mobile on the 23rd of April. Okay? We'll see you next week, folks. Until then, Vicundales, everybody.